For the most part, Poland does not have a happy history. Our mind might first jump to World War II here, to the Nazi blitzkrieg taking the country in the early part of the war, or to the Auschwitz concentration camp being one of the lasting images of that battle. But even before World War II, Poland was a country without a land, removed from the European map in the late 1700s, land gobbled up by its neighbors, returned only after World War I. We think of our saint, John Paul II, living through that World War II period, living under that communism that followed, but the life of a Pole is by its very nature caught up in conflict. Their history speaks it. And yet, the first words of this Polish Pope himself speaks are, "Be not afraid." How is this possible? Just a tremendously positive outlook on life? I think St. Paul's first reading, which Georgia proclaimed for us this morning, gives us a clue on St. John Paul's first words. He compares two men today, Adam and Jesus. In our world, we might feel them to be equal at times, even feeling sin more profoundly than redemption. That's not Paul's take. If by that one person's transgression the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? Grace through Jesus Christ, that's the Polish Pope's secret. May we feel that overflow a bit more today, holding on to Jesus more than anything.